Support for KPLU comes from Metropolitan Market, providing fresh and local items at 6 locations in the region. Information on locations, seasonal offerings, and more at metropolitan-market.com.
Well, Nancy Leeson, I really can't say that I'm much of a fig man. I guess what I would have to say is that I don't care a fig about figs. They're fruit. But I know you like them, and I was amazed to read in your story in the Times that somebody is growing figs around here. I thought those were only growing in the Middle East, you know?
No, a lot of people grow figs in the Pacific Northwest. I mean, I've seen giant fig trees in people's backyards. I have one of my bosses actually brings in beautiful figs every year. She has one gorgeous tree. But I have not seen anything fig-wise until I went to the house of a guy.
Fig-wise?
Fig-wise, don't you like that?
Yeah.
To a guy named Bill Farhat. And Bill is the father of my friend Sally. We were having dinner a year ago, and she was telling me, you got to meet my dad. She says he grows so many figs that he gives them away. He sells them at a local Mediterranean grocer. He propagates them. You just have to see it. So I went this year to interview her father early in the summer, and his figs weren't ripe yet, but I have never seen anything like it. He took a quarter acre lot and built a terrace where he's planted these amazing fig trees. He has 35 mature trees.
This man likes figs.
He loves them. You know, he grew up eating figs in Lebanon, and he said, you know, you could just stick a fig stick in the ground and it would grow. He does everything really very naturally. He composts, of course, everything. He catches his own rainwater and uses it for his plants. And, you know, the figs aren't the only thing he grows back there. He's got cherries. He has olives. He has sour Persian plums. I got some from him, and I wish that I had a time to give them to you, because I would have liked to see your face when you bite into them. They're a real delicacy in the Middle East.
Well, that's a plum. You know, I don't eat fruit, so you
I'm,
something
I'm
you
so sorry.
See. You but know, here, here's what I do want, though.
Go ahead.
We have an upcoming photo shoot for the new KPLU group picture, and I thought I'd do something a little different, but I'm going to need a fig leaf.
One of the interesting things about this summer, it's been so warm, and there's been so much fig production in and around Seattle, that City Fruit, which is a nonprofit organization, they harvest fruit from residential homes, and they sell a portion of them to chefs. So a lot of local chefs are using this fruit. This is an organization that will come to your backyard, denude it of its figs, its apples, its cherries, whatever, and they donate the fruit to food banks and meals programs. But it's very cool that a lot of the city's top chefs are actually using it. So if you went, for example, to Bar Del Corso, where Jerry Corso in Beacon Hill makes fabulous pizza, he's serving the figs. Full Tilt Ice Cream was using the figs in their ice creams. There's fig bars that they were selling at the Dahlia that were made with these figs. And since I wrote about the story and blogged about it with video of Bill in his trees, I got a lot of calls from people and a lot of email from people wondering how to get more information about figs. And I might want to suggest they turn to Figs for Fun. It's a great place for finding out how to grow figs in your very own backyard.
Thanks, Nance. And Eaters, what a haiku contest it's been. Well over 400 entries. So please do get your votes in at kplu.org. Just click on Haiku Contest and vote for your favorite haiku. You can vote for more than one. You can only vote once for each individual haiku. We'll have the announcement of the winners on this coming Wednesday's Food for Thought. And thanks again to Wajamaya, the Pacific Northwest's Asian grocery and gift store, for their support. With Seattle Times food writer Nancy Figget About It, Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.